If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And I guess we're honoring the fact that the traffic's going to suck all weekend on a Bad Choice Friday with Technotronics. Pump up the jam.
Like a traffic jam, get it? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like the condiment.
No, like a traffic jam.
I see what you did there.
Jam.
Yeah. Ooh, that's clever.
Like,
that's clever
stuff. Like jam. Man. Yeah. Is there any better jam song? I listened to one today with Michael Jackson, and it looked like he had Michael Jordan in the video. And I've never seen that or heard that song in my life.
Space Jam?
No, it's just called Jam. I think it must be called Jam. Maybe it was for Space Jam.
I'm thinking Michael Jordan was there.
Technotronic, pump up with the jam. Take it on, Gary Newman.
I mean, I like the song, but he sounds like the kid that ate glue.
Mm-hmm. Gary Newman is the guy that you wouldn't buy the album because he looks so freaky on the cover. Every single Gary Newman album, he looks like the guy that you would not want around your children.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
I think he's wearing mascara or something, too.
He just...
Let me see this guy.
He's just odd.
Yeah.
Gary Newman of Cars taking on Technotronic. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast for the shot of the day.
That's not even an insult. That's a true observation.
Right. Even if you were at a festival and that guy was like, do you want some of my whatever?
No,
like,
no, I don't.
No,
I don't. It's a Quaalude. Get away from me, Gary.
As we head on over to Bremerton tomorrow for the Men's Room World Tour, tomorrow from 2 till 5 at the Tracy the Movie House, we find out that not only is Mike going to do some balloon animals for the kids because it's an all-ages show.
This just in, Mike Hawk wooed his now wife with balloon animals. Come by tomorrow and let Mike make a balloon animal for you.
Have you got
careful, kiddos. He's already taken.
Oh, have you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
God,
have you got have you got any animals picked out already that you know you're guaranteed to be able to
I can make a snake. I know that for
Are you going to work on this a little bit?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to do what I can, Miles. I don't have any balloons. I don't have
they're
any
on
memory.
They're currently en route to my home.
I'm going
to
try to do dogs. I'm going to try to do monkeys. I remember those two
monkeys,
I can do.
Really?
Steve, you're going to
juggle.
You're going to juggle?
Either tennis balls or lime, someone pointed out. It is a bar of the loved one.
I'm going to moon dance or moonwalk. Ted, what are you doing?
I'll catch stuff in my mouth.
Ted's going to catch stuff in his mouth.
Catch the lime.
It's got to be a better way to phrase
throw
that.
Things in Ted's mouth tomorrow from 2 to 5.
And for the adults. Stop saying kids.
For the adults, we have the Men's Room IPA and the 20th Century Anniversary Lager from Black Raven.
We're going to get shut down.
And the Men's Room Beer Brats from Uli's. It's a family fun event.
It is. Let's keep it that way.
Yes, exactly. Did you just lose your entire computer?
It's working on updates. It
okay.
9% right. Complete.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Do not
sake.
I swear to God.
Our question.
How do they time this stuff?
Obviously.
I know you're doing it.
We just lost all our callers. So do us a favor and call back 206-803-ROCK.
All right, we're talking outside.
Real quick, do we feel safe with Miles, or do I need to stop at a store afterwards to get more balloons?
We might need to get more balloons.
Text
us to let us know.
Oh, you mean tonight?
Just to make sure they get
them. Yeah, they're too big for me. These are the long, skinny ones. Useful or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803-ROCK. Again, if you are on hold, call back. Here are more comments that are coming in. Guys, I have amazing reflexes and hand-eye coordination. If something falls out of a cupboard, I can always catch it before it hits the counter.
Spider-Man.
It's a huge waste. I wish I could gift these skills to a struggling athlete or something, seeing as I'm using it at rescuing like a tomato soup can that's falling.
That's a good call. I pride myself on that, too.
Being able to catch stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, I have some buddies. We were sitting in the shop, and me and my friend and my buddy's wife were sitting out there. It's late at night. You know, you had a few beverages, maybe smoking a little herb. So I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm in an office chair. I don't know what I'm talking to them about, but I'm intense. And, like, a bug flew by my eye, and I just grabbed it and kept talking. And they were like, time out.
You snatched a bug out of midair.
Yes. Same thing.
Did you kill the bug?
Well, yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, we were in a shop. The doors were closed. It was wintertime. It's technically in the house.
Okay.
I don't know. Miles, I was talking. Same thing with that guy. It just, I have good hand-eye coordination. It caught my eye. I snapped it. And I just kept talking.
I'll do that with fruit flies at the bar.
Can you actually catch them?
Yes.
Oh, I will. You can catch a fruit fly.
Look, eventually it's going to die. It might take two or three swipes, but your days are numbered. Your minutes are numbered.
You get obsessed with this.
Your seconds are numbered, yes.
Right.
Drive me nuts, man.
Every time you get one, you should go, hey, don't forget to wipe down the bottles tonight and seal them.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, here's another
one. It's a quick way to get a free drink.
Guys, I can dream, lucid and can recall my dreams like it was a movie spoiler.
Huh.
That's interesting. I knew of people that were that told me they were able to manipulate their dreams.
In other words, on occasion,
if something significant happened, they could have a trigger that said, "I am dreaming. This cannot be reality." And then from that point in time, they were able to control what they did.
Okay,
not where they were, but what they did,
how they interacted with
wherever they ended up. Another, I can cross and uncross each eye independently, bringing it to the inner core of the center of the eye. Makes some people lose their minds. Others are disgusted. I pulled this once on a teacher in high school. He had a habit of staring down students until they lowered their eyes. He was into pop psychology and thought that meant he was able to keep us in his place or whatever. So I didn't want to lose, but I also didn't want to play a stupid game. So I did the eye dance looking at him. He never tried to stare me down again. Smooth.
Yeah, it comes in handy.
Guys, I can touch my nose with my tongue. Very useful when eating cream cakes.
All right, fair enough. I cannot do that.
Major talent, I've been told, not the biggest deal in the world many times over, that I am the only IT person that they ever have talked to that did not make them feel stupid and tried to explain the problem.
All right, that's fair.
That's not a bad skill. I could look at a dog and tell exactly where they want to be scratched, swear to God.
Okay.
Well, you're a dog whisperer. You have that skill.
Yeah. Well, I think most people just I guess it's not common sense. Like, just don't reach over that dog's head to start.
Okay. That's true. Yeah, but dogs seem to be more attracted to you than most people.
Well, I love them.
Okay. All right. Couple more. I can lay on a bed of nails as someone else can stand on my stomach and be fine.
Nope.
You also have to have a bed of nails. And one more.
That's got to be the guy that lets us staple stuff to him.
Could be him.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can speak German. I'm rusty. I still remember quite a lot. But if I'm in Germany, I pick it up immediately.
Huh.
So, okay. VD in studio.
Why am I here?
Because one thing I know about you is when it comes to any type of handyman repair work, you can do it.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
If my garbage disposal broke,
yep,
you could replace it.
Probably take an hour, hour and a half tops.
Yep. Okay. My sink needed to be replaced.
Yep, can do it.
You can.
Yep.
Could you do hardwood flooring?
Yes, I've put in new hardwood flooring, and I've restored three or four different sets of hardwood floors. Yes. Okay.
And those floating shelves in your place are awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've never been invited over, Ted. Appreciate
it. I'm going to call BS on that 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that, too. Yeah, you've never been invited to Mike's either.
Never. What else we got? Can you tile a backsplash on a shower?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Because that means you can tile a floor.
Yes.
What are you doing Sunday? That's where Miles is leading.
Any kind of electrical work you can do.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it all. I'm very cautious with electrical. As a young man, I redid my parents' kitchen. They had fluorescent lighting with like the office luminescent panels, translucent panels. And I thought that I had all of the breakers turned off, but their house was designed in what's something called load and line. So there's always one constant hot line. And I had pulled the power breaker for the kitchen, but there's always a constant hot. So when I went to change out to wire in the new ceiling fan that I put in, I got shot off the ladder and fell into their refrigerator. And that was
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have been there.
Yeah.
All right, what's number one rule of doing any electricity at the house?
Turn all the power off.
Okay. Buy a pen light.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. I didn't you think have you've one turned the breakers off.
Yeah, I did not have one as a kid, but yeah. I've got one now. I've got
did
all
you put
the
a gear. New window in?
Yes, I have, and I've done that. Yeah,
my
dad was a landlord for years, and he had free help, and we had a couple of guys that knew how to do that and taught us how to do it. So all the shims, all of the insulation, all of the foam, I can do it all.
Can you pour concrete?
Yes, I worked for a general contractor when I was in high school.
Christ, can you lay brick?
Yes, because he was primarily a bricklaying contractor. So concrete,
so then you can do concrete blocks in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Can
you I've done quite a few things.
Can you do roofing?
I put a roof on my dad's mom's garage and on her flat 412 pitch roof at her house in Eureka when we still rented that out.
So Could you rebuild the motor on your car?
I've done that three times. I've rebuilt three diesel engines.
God, man.
A 6.2 diesel and two 6.5 diesels, all Detroit diesel Chevy engines, yes.
Okay, could you replace a transmission?
I can pull it out and replace it. I've never rebuilt a transmission.
Not rebuild, but you could replace it.
Oh, yeah, easy.
You could take, you go to the junkyard, get a transmission,
yeah.
Bring it home.
Yeah, you want to change your UV joints out on your drive shaft? Done, not a problem. You want to change out your CV joints on your four-wheel drive or on your front-wheel drive vehicle? If you got the right press, not a problem.
All right, can you do armpit farts?
No.
See? Ah. Boom! There's his kryptonite.
Can you curl your tongue?
No.
Can you roll your R's?
Can you roll your R's?
No.
You can't either?
I can't roll
either?
My R's.
Really?
I have to fake it if there's an R roll.
But he's got to fix.
Can you swim?
No.
That is the one that blows my mind.
I don't know how it blows your mind. I've had three harrowing experiences all trying to learn how to swim and or not die in the water, and all three times had to be resuscitated. So that seems like
resuscitated.
We'll do a challenge.
Yeah. Wait. Like resuscitated.
Resuscitated.
All right, we'll do a challenge.
Yes, the lifeguards had to do the CPR and then pound my back and spit water out of my body. The first time I was thrown into 12 feet of water when I was 5 years old by the swimming instructor who thought that the sink or swim mentality would work, I sank. So it did work. And then I came up coughing and sputtering, and they had to give me CPR, and then I ran home. I was done with that. The second time I was in third grade, my younger brother thought it'd be a fun idea to trip me while we're heading towards the pool. I fell in, took in a lung full of water, and had to have CPR, and got
pulled out. How many times have you had CPR?
Two times.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, if you learn a new skill, if you learn swimming, I'll learn something new. You just pick it. I'll give you time to figure it out. If you take swim lessons and learn how to swim, then you just tell me what I need.
Not a chance, Miles. I love you just the way you are.
No, seriously. I'm dead serious. Whatever you want. Like you say, like, dude, I want you to speak Portuguese.
Not a chance.
And I'll dive right in. Like, whatever it is.
You know what I mean? I want you to
It could be the most worthless language on the planet. If you want me to learn it, whatever the deal is.
I want you.
If you do swimming lessons,
I want you.
Then I'll learn a new skill.
I want you to live your best life the way you want to live it.
Right, but it'd be
I will live my life the way I want to live it. That means being on dry land.
But I don't want you to die. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I won't be on the water or in the water. It's perfect. I've already figured this out.
Okay.
Live on land.
Yeah. Done.
Right.
I would rather fall off a cliff while hiking than drown. I will take the 200-foot swan dive off of a cliff into a pile of Scrabble.
What did you do on Sunday?
Yeah.
I will learn karate.
Well, Greg's got a black belt, so he could teach you.
Does he?
Yes.
Gregor could kick all of our asses.
Are
you sure
from
about
12
that?
Feet away.
I'm positive.
Yeah,
what if those three of us?
I think it's like.
So I'll get like Ted the Bubba.
I think
right?
It's like he you hits him taking low. On 14 5 year olds. So like you're still going to lose.
Hits him low, picks his ass up, you know, slams
I'm
him.
I'm
going
to spear him.
Right. Yeah. And then nice. I'm jumping on top, man. I'm going straight for the head.
How did this become a violent conversation?
Well, you said he's a black belt.
Well, I was just pointing out that Greg could teach you. He's a black belt.
So could he take one of the three of us out?
I think that with his skills. He would surprise all of you.
Well, he's tall.
He's one of you
First
out.
Of all, he's got a reach advantage.
True.
On the leg and on the arms.
True.
Okay. Black belt.
Black belt.
Okay.
If Ted bum rushes him, I'll come at him from behind.
Yeah. That's what
We're
I'm saying.
We're taking Gregor out. That's all.
Yeah.
We want to see how many of us it takes.
He just seems very, very, he seems, his demeanor does not seem that of someone who would ever want to be aggressive.
That's what
but
a black
he
belt
is someone who
I understand
has the ability
hope.
To be aggressive, and if put into a position where he has to use that aggression, he can execute. Yeah.
Well, he's going to have to do it. All three of us are taking him. Well,
so how do I
that seems like a really weird radio war between friendly radio family here at KISW. Well,
it's just going to be a really weird Monday.
I know he's a space guy, so I can piss him off by saying like, hey man, just so you know. No one ever landed on the moon, bro. Just start it. You know,
I mean, that would do
Earth
it.
Is flat. Whatever that, you need. That
would After do I it. Spear him and get him on the ground and throw kicks him, we're going to go, Mercury's in retrograde, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Clocking out. Black belt, huh?
Right?
It
Pluto's
coming.
Not a real planet.
I think he's accepted that like the rest of us have.
Thank you, BD. Yeah.
Useful or not, what can you do that most people can? 206-803-ROCK.
Bob Rush, a fellow radio jack.
And I love him. I'm an Arsenal man. He got BNF1.
No, we like the guy, but now that we know he's a black belt, we want to take him down.
They haven't been on all week. Wonder what's going on.
Hello, JJG. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, Freud, text in earlier saying that I can do the cricket noise.
The cricket.
Oh, let's hear this cricket noise.
All right, hang on. Now we got our sound effect.
But that's not actually how they sound.
You don't think so?
Not the ones that used to be in my basement. I mean, it's close.
That's what crickets sound like. Do it again,
that's
man.
More grasshopper.
That's close.
That's actually closer than I remember.
You think?
See, that's kind of a grasshopper.
Well, he lives in Texas, I think, so he knows crickets.
You live in Texas?
Yes. My grandfather used to have a birdhouse in his backyard, and he would whistle to them, and then he taught me how to whistle, and then I just experimented with the whistle. So,
well, whistle to the birds in his backyard. Let's hear your bird whistle.
It's not that good. I might be pulling an alien to come down, so I'll skip on that.
Okay. What part of Texas do you live in?
San Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah. JJG, can you barbecue?
Almost anything with exception of possum.
Well,
who can?
Right. We were just thinking the basic things. Like if we came over to your house for a barbecue, could you make a brisket?
That is something that I tried to, and I've ruined it. So I will leave it up to the experts for that.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
So how about beef ribs? Could you do beef ribs?
Yes.
Okay. Can you do chili?
As long as it doesn't have beans in it, yes.
Right. Okay.
What are you doing Sunday?
That's Texas style. Can you make cornbread?
I've tried even experimenting with it, adding jalapenos and black peppers to it. So it's come out okay. I just got to experiment more.
Okay.
All right.
Last time I tried to make it in a cast iron pan, it stuck to the bottom.
Hang on.
Kind of pissed me off.
Did he say black peppers?
I meant bell peppers.
Oh. I just in my head, I'm like, I know, I like
Texas black peppers.
Like, I like black pepper, but I'm like, I've never seen a black pepper.
I like the idea of the Texas black pepper.
Yep.
Tastes like Texas.
Hey, that could be your new nickname.
They call me the Texas black pepper. You from Texas? Nope.
Couple more. Sure not. Says, guys, I can rapidly name all 50 states in alphabetical order. An utterly useless ability I acquired from a song I had to sing in elementary school. For some reason, I never lost it. Do you know it?
Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, New Jersey, New Mexico, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Wow.
Nice.
Impressive.
I'm sure I missed one.
That is getting it done. Our question, useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? 206-803-ROCK. Men's Room World Tour rolling on tomorrow from 2 till 5. The Tracy to Movie House in Bremerton will be there with the Men's Room IPA, the 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing, and some Men's Room beer brats from Uli.
Yes, indeed.
Not only that, but our friends in Woodshed are playing a free show for you guys.
Yes, indeed. I believe it's two sets that they'll be playing.
Three altogether.
Three?
Three altogether.
Well, damn.
There you go.
Yeah. Woodshed's great, but I was telling Mike, man, Hunter's voice is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So good.
No pressure, Hunter.
Absolutely free, and it's all ages. Hopefully, if the balloons get to my house this afternoon, Mike Hawk. Yes, he will be.
Never met a balloon he couldn't twist for your pleasure.
Come on.
He'll make you a balloon sword and show you where you can stick it.
No!
Free balloon animals for the kids tomorrow from 2 to 5 at the Tracy the Movie House in Bremerton. It's our very first Men's Room All Ages tour stop.
Yes, indeed.
So that's going to be a lot of
20
fun.
Years. It only took us 20 years to get there.
Bring the family. They have a bunch of arcade games in there, pinball and everything.
I'm looking very forward to that.
Yeah, the kids will be able to have some fun as well. On our question, useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wesley. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hopefully my phone doesn't cut off this time.
All right.
You know what? I actually went to high school with the owner of that pub that you're talking about.
What, Tracy didn't move your house?
Yeah.
Oh, well, come on down and give him some money.
Yeah, he needs it, well, man. Come on, help him out.
If I get off early enough from work tomorrow, maybe I will.
Cool. Excellent. All right, good. So what's your unusual skill?
I was told it's not appropriate, but I can make bourbon disappear.
You can make bourbon disappear.
You can make bourbon disappear.
Thank you.
This is going to shock you. I told him, like, yeah, that's just not quite what, you know, I laughed it off with him because I thought it was funny. I said, that's not quite what we're looking for. He says, oh, well, I can, you know, he basically mimicked VD that he can build all this stuff. He can re-roof that and whatnot.
And
like,
he went with that instead.
And then
okay. Really?
Good news, Eric.
You waited on hold to say that.
Good news, Wesley. You're on the list.
Jesus.
Useful or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803-ROCK. Wow. The list.
We can't get that time back.
No. We have a list?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he the first person on it?
No, we have a list.
Okay.
Actually, we don't have a list. We don't. Nobody's on a list.
Yep.
It's fine. Yeah, it doesn't exist.
No. We killed the list.
List killer. Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Emmett, don't suck.
I won't suck.
Thank you.
All right. I can recite all the elements of the periodic table. I learned it for a talent show that I never participated in.
Wait, you never participate? You took the time to learn all of this for a talent show. Why did you not participate?
I think I got stage fright. I don't really remember. It was a long time ago.
Do you remember how old you were? Was that sixth grade? Is that seventh grade? What?
I was probably like 12 or 14.
All right. How many elements are on the periodic table now?
I mean, they've updated it now, but last I checked, there was like 112.
So do you add those to your repertoire, or do you just stop at the point that you learned them?
I know all of them up until they stopped adding them to the song that I learned. Okay. All the old ones up till, like, I think 2000.
All right. Damn.
Okay, can you recite them now?
Sure.
All right, do it. All right, hold on, ready?
Hold on, wait. Hold
and
on.
Three, and two, and in one.
Antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, uranium, nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, lanthanum, osmium, astatine, iridium, golden, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, iodine, thorium, thulium, and thallium, yttrium, terbium, actinium, rubidium, boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium. Strontium, silicon, silver, and samarium, bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium, holmium, helium, hafnium, erbium, phosphorus, francium, fluorine, and terbium, manganese, and mercury, molybdenum, and magnesium, dysprosium, and scandium, and cerium, and cesium, lead, praseodymium, platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, cadmium, and calcium, and chromium, and curium, sulfur, californium, fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium.
You only missed two.
All right.
I didn't hear you bring up adamantium.
Exactly.
Adamantium and vibranium.
That is amazing.
But here's the thing. I'm sure that it is amazing, but my other thought was, at some point, we kind of have to take your word for it.
Exactly. I have no idea.
Right.
But that's still impressive that, I mean, you got the majority of them, at least.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's crazy.
Should have done the talent show, man.
Useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Hey, I got you on speakerphone because the phone's being stupid and the earpiece doesn't work.
So that sounds all right. Okay? Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. So my secret talent is I can sing Closing Time in Korean.
Why is that?
Closing Time.
Closing Time. Who sang that song again? That was Semisonic?
I think I want to say that.
Is that right? Okay.
Why do you know how to sing Closing Time in Korean?
Is this because you close bars there?
No, I just know a lot of Koreans.
All right. Oh, well, typically that's one of two songs, the main song they play at the end of the night when it's last call.
Were you in the military, or did you marry a Korean woman? Why do you know so much Korean?
Oh, it's a different kind of Korean. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
What do you mean a different kind of Korean?
Yeah, it's a Korean dialect.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm not understanding this. So, like, if I went to Korea, there is a part of Korea that speaks like this. Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, sure.
Or are we just making fun of Asians and you're going to sing closing?
Yeah, exactly. In English.
Yeah, I see where he's going with that. Yeah.
Is that, were you getting the same feeling?
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, come on, man.
Really?
I told you.
Jesus. Jesus. Hey, can I be racist on your show for no reason? That's my hidden talent, racism. Got any black people in there? I got jokes. What else we got?
My hidden
any
talent.
Any Jews in there? What do we got? I got racist stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Let's sprinkle in a gay one?
Yeah. Exactly. Why not?
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah. Come on.
I warned you all.
Hey, Tom. Yeah,
look, and...
I got IROC jokes.
Mike, you did warn us.
Warned you all.
And I know you did.
His credit, he walked us right up to the line, but like I just looked at Thrill. I was like, hey, what do you mean a different type of Korea?
Have you been
right.
to Korea?
Right. Are you married to a Korean woman? No.
Did like, you visit bars in Korea?
Right. Like, we've all heard stereotypes of Asians singing or talking.
Jesus. Useful or not, let's take three. What can you do that most people can't? 206-803-ROCK. I can be racist. Hey, I'm available for kids' parties, bar mitzvahs, weddings. You need a racist, I'll come.
I'm your guy.
And I'll make it a pin drop if you need just to make a speech. I'll make sure that no one is saying a word.
You need somebody to make it awkward. I mean, like, painfully awkward. Give us a call. We'll come on down.
Right.
Hello, Spaz. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 Oh, man. Come on, Spaz.
I can put my hands together and play, like, a flute with different tones.
By pressing your hands together?
Yeah.
All right.
You're not currently driving?
Wow. Those are your hands?
Yeah, those are my hands.
Are you blowing into them, or are you just...
You put a blade of grass between your thumbs, and you can, like, whistle?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but you cut your hands all the way around, and you make, like, a pocket, and then you can play a flute.
All right. Can you play any songs? Yeah. Like, even Mary Had a Little Lamb, something like that.
I haven't tried. I haven't practiced.
Can you play Master of Puppets?
No.
That's right. Do it one more time, man.
All right. Hang on.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, useless guy.
All right, like it, man. See, there we go.
Thank you.
Nice. That's what we're looking for.
Now we have a talent.
Don't call it again.
Put the racist guy back on. Come on, let's go. Hey, we can get a whole weekend off, you know?
Well, him and the other guy, like, I can go to any bar tonight and find a racist and a drunk.
That's my talent. He's probably the guy who's drinking that bourbon.
Right? How many bourbon disappear? I make racist jokes. Same guy.
Secret talent.
Same guy.
You know, guys like us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, do not pull me aside tomorrow and be like, do you want to hear it? No,
no.
I don't want to hear it.
Guys, useful or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803. Right?
Well, you know. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, team, how's it going?
Oh, yeah.
It's a struggle.
Yeah, man. It's kind of a positive Friday, sort of, Aaron.
It's positive.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Hey, you guys shouted out my boys, Chad and Johnny, at Sean O'Donnell's before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chad was a groomsman in my wedding, so I just want to shout him out while I'm on.
All right, cool. Nice. Tell Miles said he sucks at golf. How about that?
Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll tell him.
Cool. So what's your hidden talent?
So I can split apples in half with just my hands.
All right.
And it's always huge, you know, because I it's just a normal thing that I do now, but people love seeing it.
Yeah.
They're kind of just like, I've never seen that happen before. Honorable mention, I can one-hand crush a walnut.
Really?
Huh. Are you, like, just that strong, or is it technique?
I'm kind of a unit. I'm 6'6", 320.
Okay. Oh, we're definitely absolute a unit. Yeah. Love it. Yeah.
Can you crush anything between your thighs?
My thighs? I don't know, man. I'd have to try.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I got some content to make with that. Thanks.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I mean, like
a cantaloupe, watermelon.
Yeah. You ever tried ripping a phone book in half?
I have. Yeah, that one's actually kind of easy.
Oh, sure. Know? Yeah.
We
don't know what you mean. Do we know what you mean, that it's easy to rip a phone book in half? No.
I think I know where he's going with it, though. Somebody actually showed you the trick to do it.
What's that?
Well,
be 6'6", 3 something?
You basically kind of, you crimp the middle just a little bit.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube. You kind of separate the pages a little bit with your hands, so you're kind of ripping them one at a time, you know?
All right, I got what you're saying.
Have you ever lost at arm wrestling, Aaron?
I have not, no.
I would think so. Big-ass hands and being that big, and, you know, your forearm's going to be longer and bigger than most people's. Okay. All right.
How are we not doing a men's room talent show?
I owe you a beer at Sean O'Donnell's.
Yeah, wait for it.
Useful or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803-ROCK.
Talent show and karaoke.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You said that when he said people like watching me rip an apple in half. You were like,
But you would know immediately if the apple is ripe or not. I mean, you could just look at it and go, oh, this is a good apple. And if it goes pop, if it's crispy.
I'm not worried about that. I just want to see this monster of a man ripping stuff in half.
I want to take both of your stories and have this guy go to the grocery store and start ripping apples in half. Like, nope, not ripe.
I'm done biting into apples, man, because sometimes they're all mushy and crappy. Yeah. So I always cut my apples now just to see if it's going to be. Yes, because I hate biting them going like, ah, God.
Do you check them before you buy them?
Well, I mean, I think I'm doing a pretty good job, and maybe I'm not the best apple picker.
Don't ask him that. The man steals grapes from grocery stores and says, you can't, it's understood. But I was going to go in there and rip apples in half.
But if I taste one of those grapes, they taste like ass. I'm not buying them. But if they're good, I will.
Why don't you take a bite out of the apple, Miles?
That's what I'm saying. You can't really do that. If I could, I would.
If they
were handing out slices and cutting them in the store.
Well, if you ask the guy at QFC, he will.
Like the Costco produce guy, you know what I mean? Like if they have one of those guys, just hand out apple slices.
They do it down at the market.
Pipe place, yeah.
They're always handing out slices.
Come on, Miles.
All right, get with the program, right?
I will say this. I was manhandling watermelons last night. They had like miniature ones.
What do you mean you're manhandling them?
Just kept knocking them and stuff, putting them to my ear and everything. Did buy one. Just kept checking
what?
Them. I actually
why didn't you buy one?
Wasn't going to eat a whole mini watermelon.
No, you just went over there and
knocked on watermelon?
Why are you checking them?
Tis the season. I don't know. I just was like, ooh. And then after 5 minutes in my head, I go, what am I doing? I actually learned the trick on how to find a ripe watermelon.
All right, press the button.
Find a good one. You don't press it, Miles. You look for the tight button.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
And to find out, if it pushes in, don't buy it.
So
on
a watermelon, you have a stem side, and then you have the bungus.
Yeah,
the button.
And you check the button, and if it's a
push
good,
the
tight little button,
also, man,
juicy watermelon.
So I don't need to push the watermelon's button if it's tight.
You also need to smell that. You need to smell your thumb after you press the button, because if it smells like the fruit, then you know that it's about to be ripe.
Damn it.
I'm dead serious. Look it up on YouTube.
Are you being serious?
Yes, you push in the button and you smell your
thumb. Because when you say it.
Or you can
finger. This is the Onion's YouTube channel?
You can use your index finger. I mean, if you want, but I use my thumb.
Stroke it a little bit.
You smell it.
A little bit to the right, a little bit to the left.
It's disgusting. It's not a good visual, but I mean, you go.
You toss it a little bit, maybe. Yeah, where you going. I had to check for an avocado just with your thumb.
And then you smell it.
No, you don't. Why are you smelling
it? Why
don't
you smell it in your thumb?
Because you want to smell it, see if it smells like avocado. And if it does,
what else is it going to smell like?
I don't know.
It is an avocado.
Maybe somebody picked it up earlier.
Are you that suspicious? Hey, let me smell that steak before you smell it.
All right, man, you smell.
No, you just, if your thumb presses in too far, it's over, right?
Yeah.
It should have a little indentation, then you sit it out for a day.
People might think you're crazy.
Miles, you're going to get arrested in a store. Yeah.
Useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? I'm popping grapes.
Sir, why are you molesting the fruit?
Making people uncomfortable.
Montgomery's in produce. Montgomery's in produce.
Get someone over.
206-803 round.
Predator in the water.
He's back.
Predator in the water.
He's back.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hola. So I'm a commercial electrician, and I have literally put my hands on 350 KC mil wire going into a transformer underground in Seattle and Bellevue while it was live to get it put back where it's supposed to be.
This one isn't so much a talent that he can do as much as this is something that he has done that not a whole lot of other people
have done. Yeah. Okay.
And happens when you do that?
It is a talent because, like, you have to not die.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So did you know this, like, the day before that you had to do this?
No, it's usually, like, I'll get a call and be like, hey, we need to go into a vault underneath the sidewalk in front of Macy's on 3rd Avenue in downtown.
That's dangerous enough.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like, okay. And then on top of that, I've done all the wiring at, like, SeaTac Airport, Boeing Field. They're all 5,000-volt circuits for the runway and taxiway lighting. And you have to do it at night. And they run on what's called constant current regulators. So basically, like, you're pulling wires out of the ground that are running on 5,000 volts.
I'm assuming that's one of the more higher paying electrical jobs you can have.
Yeah, I typically, like, for one of my contracts, I'm at like $110 an hour.
Damn. All right. Okay. Have you ever cut? What's the worst you've gotten zapped?
So I was dealing when I was an apprentice years ago. I was working on 1201 Third Avenue. And we had to do what's called cover inspection, where the inspector is going to come in and make sure everything's closed up and neat and tidy and whatnot. And I was stuffing wires into a box. Like I said, I was still an apprentice at the time, and it was a stranded wire, and it poked through my glove into the palm of my hand, and it was 277 volts. And, like, my toes curled up, and I literally slid straight down my A-frame ladder, and the dude that I was working with was like, "You good?" And I was like, "What the hell just happened?"
You good, man?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, how many times a year do you get a call from a family member or friend asking for your help to do something in their house?
Oh, goodness. Once a month?
Okay. That sounds about
what
right.
What is it typically? Is it like a ceiling fan or like breaker work? What are you doing?
I mean, mostly it's like either ceiling fans or lights. I did have a call where they wanted me to replace the entire freaking panel in their house.
You know, hey, you know how to do this,
I'll give
man.
You a sixer, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, basically their panel was from the 70s, and it was in a like a manufactured home, so they didn't have a main breaker. But they wanted to install a generator. So he was like, "Yeah, you can just come over here and rip this thing out of the wall and put a whole new one in, right?" I was like, what?
On a Saturday?
What did you get for your trouble?
I was just like, dude, you have no idea. Like, you have to buy the panel. We're going to have to cut the whole dang wall open. Like, I mean, like, it's not like a 2-hour thing where I'm just going to.
Hey, man, that ain't no Salisbury steak right there. There, it's a hungry man. They put one more slice in there. I got you that one.
See, just hearing him makes me glad that I have no skill of value.
Useful or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803-ROCK.
I couldn't even babysit your kids. Hello, Rochelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. So, Rochelle, what can you do?
Yeah, I wouldn't say much of a talent, but in sixth grade, we went on a field trip to Canada, and I had to memorize the Canadian national anthem, and I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I can still remember that.
Okay. So, when you watch hockey, when you're watching the Blue Jays play, you know, you can, any international events, you can sing along.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. All I know is, oh, Canada.
Our home and
yeah,
so I know.
Yeah.
What are the words?
All of them? You want me to say all of them?
Yeah, sing it for
I just know how it ends.
All right. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north, strong and free, from far and wide. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Awesome.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Kragle's Wine. Ladies and gentlemen, you're a Seattle Kraken.
I know the last two lines because I used to play NHL 99 all the time on my computer.
Oh, right. Yeah.
As the Canadian national teams, they were awesome.
Here's a fun story. The guy that used to own the PI back in the day, he was a bartender downtown near Key Arena. He was also like an opera singer. He was a guy who was a classically trained singer named Bob. And Bob, sometimes the person who was supposed to sing the national anthem, sometimes they would run over. Bob was on the clock. They would run to the bar where he was working. Bob, we need you.
Really?
Run across the street to Key Arena, and it didn't matter if the Sonics were playing the Toronto Raptors, he'd sing both songs. He'd just go out there, and then he would take his bib off, then run back across the street, put his bib on, and get right back to bartending. Damn.
That's pretty cool,
that's
man.
That's what I thought. I was like, that is awesome. There's always someone in your town that can sing that song and should be able to if you've got a, you know, a professional
that's
team.
That's badass.
Useful or not, what can you do that most people can? 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola.
Hola. So it's kind of annoying, and it annoys my family, but I can do a pretty good elk call from just a bleat to kind of a vocal bugle just with the mouth, no reed.
All right. Nice. Now, will this, as you said, a call, you can actually hearken a elk to come your way, to come hither?
Yeah, so when I was siding houses in Suncadia over on the east side, I proved it to some of the guys I was working with, and bulls would be out in the golf course, and I've actually had them split from the cows and venture over and come see what's going on.
So you got a good,
seems like a bad idea.
You got a good looking elk call. You're like a good female, good looking elk call.
Right.
So is it different than the male, the call?
Well, no. So you're pretty much you're doing somewhat of a male call. You can do like a cow bleat and then also what you'd call the bull bugle. And typically you'd have a horn, like an actual bugle you'd be going into to make it echo and carry further and sound more raspier. But I just do it with my mouth. And I've used it hunting, and I've had little spikes come and pop up and see what's going on. And
Is it because they want to kick your ass, or is it because they want to, you know, get sweet?
If there's another dude around, then typically there's more girls. If there's a guy around, it's like, hey, that guy must be around. He's trying to, you know what I mean? He's
getting in on your action.
He's
watching you through the window. Can you give us a bugle call?
There's a lot of different reasons, so.
Can you give us a call?
Yeah, give us the bull.
All right, so I'll start out with the bleat, and then I'll work up into a bugle here.
All right.
So. That's more of a cow. Bulls will do that, too, and then they'll kind of slowly break into a. I have no idea how that sounds over the phone, but in my truck it sounds pretty badass.
Well, there's an elk in our studio.
Yeah. You have no idea the destruction an elk can do on a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Man. So to come, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC at 4:35, and we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.